Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. Hey, what up, friend? This podcast episode, I just want to have a conversation with you. I actually just checked into my hotel room in Portland, and it's been a very busy time in my life, and I'm grateful for it. I just had a great weekend in New York City. Shout out to everybody who came to Protect Your Peace experience. It was incredible. But I got to be real with you. I'm a little tired. And what's crazy is that in my mind, I started to feel guilty for being tired. I started to feel guilty for wanting to give myself a break. I was feeling guilty for wanting to take a day off. I was feeling guilty for wanting to sleep. I was feeling guilty for wanting to be quote unquote lazy. I was feeling guilty for having a day of just doing nothing. I was feeling guilty for giving myself grace. And I said, you know what? I need to make a podcast episode about this. When I leave Portland, I'm going to California. After California, I'm going to Denver. I'm going to all these places. My schedule is bananas and I'm grateful for it. But I had to sit down for a second. I said, Trent, it is okay to take a day off. And listen, don't get it twisted. I've been working hard for the last 14 years, but rest is one of the best recipes to success. Don't let this social media era fool you. And this is what I want to talk about today, because we live in an era of work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard, grind, grind, grind. Everybody's showing themselves grinding. Let me be real with you. Ain't nobody grinding 24/7, 365. They would be dead. I'm just keeping it real with you. And that's not the best recipe for success. Because if you look up what rest does to your life, go look it up. Go look at the importance of sleep. I know we live in this era of team no sleep, 24/7, 365. I'm grinding. I'm working hard. You know, no days off. All the things. That sounds like a recipe for burnout. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like some negative, unhealthy urgency. That sounds like you putting too much pressure on yourself. Now, don't get it twisted. I work harder than most people. But my hard work consists of me just being consistent, consists of me of doing the things that move the needle. I just don't work hard to impress people on social media, right? I'm just not working hard to show you that I'm working hard to make you think that I'm a hard worker, because I can care less about that. But what's crazy today, because we live in this culture where it's like, man, I'm not supposed to take a day off. Man, I'm not supposed to have a bad day. Man, I'm not supposed to feel tired. Man, I'm not supposed to want to rest. Man, I'm not supposed to want to sleep in one day. And we think that means that we're lazy, because society is telling you that you got to wake up at this time to be successful. You got to, you know, put in this many hours of work to be successful. And yes, there is some truth to some of these things, right? There is some truth. If you don't work, you don't eat. You don't grind, you don't shine. Mike Jones, right? But at the same time, that grind mentality is a perfect recipe for stress. If you're grinding and grinding and grinding without no break, without no end goal, without no destination, you know, some of us, we got our head down, but we don't know where we're going. And so it's crazy, because I was like, man, like I was feeling guilty for wanting to take a day off. I was feeling guilty for not wanting to get on social media. I was feeling guilty for wanting to sleep in. And I knew my body needed it, because if I didn't listen to my body, I know that my body would shut down. I know that sickness will come. So I want to tell you right now, listen to me. It's okay. It's okay to take some time off, right? It's okay to press the reset button. It's okay to recharge. I ain't never met a battery that lasts forever. I ain't never seen a battery that lasts forever. I ain't never seen anything that lasts forever that shines. Everything that shines needs to be turned off at some point. Everything that shines needs to be recharged at some point. Everything that shines needs to be reset at some point. You know, some of our breaker, you know, in my house, my breaker goes off sometimes. And I'm like, dang, we can't even turn the power on because it's just too much going on that the breaker shuts down. Our life is that breaker. And some of us, our breaker is shut down because, you know, we got too much going on. We're trying to do too much. We're trying to impress people and show people how much we're doing because we think that somehow they're going to think higher of us because we're doing all this work and we got all the things in order and we're trying to get that validation from outside sources. And our breaker, our life, is going to shut down. And you're going to get to a point where you're burned out. You're going to get to a point where you're tapped out. So for me, my friend, take a break. And I know this isn't popular to say in personal development. I know it isn't popular to say in the YouTube era, in the TikTok era, in the Instagram era, where everybody's running a million miles and everybody's doing all these things and everybody's showing you how tough they are and everybody's showing you how hard they're working and everybody's showing you that they're doing this and that. They're waking up at 4 a.m. Then they don't go to sleep until 3:59 a.m. the next morning. They get 1 minute of sleep and they're telling you that, you know, listen, take care of yourself. And don't you feel guilty for doing that. Give yourself some grace. And don't you feel guilty for doing that. Give yourself some time off. And don't you feel guilty for doing that. Don't you dare, my friend, get into the comparison game. You know, you heard me talk about this before. There's times in my journey when I tried to keep up with everybody else. Right? There's times in my journey when I was running a race that wasn't real. And what I mean by that is I was running a social media race. The social media race ain't always real. Those people that tell you that they work, and I'm not saying, when I say working hard, I'm using this in a way of like, when people say they ain't sleeping, right? When people saying they, you know, doing all the things, whatever. And it's crazy because I'm like, if you're doing that much, then you ain't getting too much results from it. So obviously you ain't doing enough of something. Maybe you need to slow down a bit and focus on certain things that actually move the needle. That's a whole nother podcast episode. But I was running a race that wasn't real, right? I was comparing my work ethic, I was comparing my journey, I was comparing my formula, I was comparing, you know, my race to somebody else's. But then when I got around certain people, I realized that it wasn't real. I'm like, these people lazy. It ain't no way in hell they working as hard as they show on social media. I'm around them. And I started to realize like, wow, oh, okay. That's just to impress people online. And so what I did was I got out the race of other people. I got out the race of social media. I stopped trying to keep up because you're keeping up with something. You don't even know what you're keeping up with. You're trying to keep up with a pace that ain't real, that ain't achievable for a long time, that ain't sustainable, should I say, for a long time. And I want you to get back to your pace. You know, stop letting things control your pace. One of the beautiful things that I made a decision on early this year when it came to protecting my peace was I said, you know what? I'm not going to let anything control my pace. This pace is set for me to be successful. My pace might look like lazy to somebody. My pace might look like, you know, Incredible Hulk to somebody. My pace, you know, but I'm not concerned what my pace looks like to you. My concern is that my pace works for me. And there was times in my journey where I was letting outside things control my pace. And I wonder why I was tired. I wonder why I was burnt out. I wonder why I was stressed. I wonder why my body was breaking down. It's because I was trying to keep up with something that wasn't real. And if it was real, it wasn't meant for me to run anyway. So the question I want to ask you right now, my friend, is what's controlling your pace? Who's controlling your pace? That person that you're looking up to on social media, maybe that podcast you listen to, and that person's telling you how hard they go, and they might go that hard. But maybe that ain't for you right now. Because this is what I realize. When you master your pace, guess what happens? You get in more shape in your journey. When you master your pace, just like a race, when you master that pace, you get in more shape. But it's hard to get in shape when you get outside of your pace, because you never learn how to sustain that pace over time. And if you want to get faster, you want to get stronger, you want to go further, you have to learn how to sustain that pace over time and keep coming back and be consistent with that pace so you can improve on that pace. And I can tell you right now, once I found my pace that works for me, and my pace might not work for you, it might not work for them, it might not work for her, it might not work for him, it might not work for they, but it works for Trent Simmons Shelton. And I'm okay with that. And so today I had to check myself. I said, Trent, you're allowing something to get you outside of your pace. And I sat here and I evaluated and I realized what it was. Right? I put some unnecessary pressure on myself. And I said, it's okay to rest today. It's okay to take a day off today. I mean, look what you've been doing, bro. You just did an event. Now you're on a plane 24 hours later in another city. You got this and this and this. And I know, because I've experienced this before, if I don't take control over my pace, then guess what? I'm going to fall flat on my face and I'm going to be burnt out. I don't want that for you. Don't you feel guilty because you're moving slower than other people? Don't you feel guilty because you're moving faster than other people? Don't you feel guilty because you're working harder than other people? Right? Don't you feel bad about yourself because your work doesn't look as hard as other people's work? You're on your journey, and only you know what's true for you and true to you. You know the pace that works for you, right? You know the system that works for you. Don't let anything or anyone control that no more. Don't let that influencer on social media that you're comparing yourself to control that. Don't let the person that has the same business as you make you think that you got to be doing what they're doing and operating at them. Yes, I get it. People are competition. I understand everybody's competition. I don't believe in that. And I've always lived by this, even as an athlete. I always believe that my competition is not them. My competition is him. And him is me. I always live by that. And it has helped my life so much in sports, in the business world, and what I do today. Now, as humans, we want to compete. We want to compare. It's in our nature to do that. But I check myself every single time, because I'm like, the only person I really can compare myself to is who I was last week, last month, last year. Because when I start comparing myself to other people, I'm enrolling in a race that isn't meant for me to run. And I'm disqualifying myself out of my own greatness. And that's what so many people do. They sit back and they think that, oh, I gotta be like them. Your only competition is you. And I know we hear that so much and it sounds so great to say, it sounds so great to write, but do you really believe that? Like, your only competition is you. That's it.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
It's you versus you every single day. My competition today was me telling myself that I need to break and rest. But the other side of me is saying, if you rest, then you're lazy. Then people are going to get ahead. Then, you know, that's the competition. It's that. It's winning those thoughts in my brain. It's conquering that war inside of my head. And so with you, what have you been comparing your life to? How are you being unfair to yourself? You know, maybe you've been feeling bad about yourself because you're looking at somebody else. Right? Comparison is a silent serial killer. It's one of those serial killers, just like stress, but comparison is a silent serial killer that will murder your peace, that will murder your happiness, that will murder your joy every single time. Comparison is a silent serial killer. You can quote this and share this. That will murder your peace, your joy, your self-esteem every single time. Because comparison programs us to make us feel like we're not enough, right? So if I take a break and I'm looking online, I see everybody else going balls to the wall, supposedly, right? They've been, you know, of course the content is curated, so it looks like they're going like the Energizer Bunny, but batteries run out, but their battery hasn't ran out. It's everlasting. For what I'm looking at online, now I feel bad about myself. Now I feel like I'm not doing enough. Now I feel like when I'm not doing enough, now I feel like, man, I'm not enough. And I start to live in that place of I'm not enough. And now I start to question my worth. I start to question myself. I start to go down this rabbit hole that all started with comparison, that all started with me thinking that I have to be on 24/7, 365. That is not, I'm going to say it. People might disagree with me. I don't care. That is not feasible. It's not in anything. Anything you do, your body will break down. Rest is, I would say, if not the most important, one of the most important components to your success. Knowing how to rest. Knowing how to shut it down for the night. You know, knowing how to wing your night so you can wing your morning. Knowing how to sleep in maybe 30 minutes later because your body really needs it. I live, and I know I'm fortunate for this, but I live by a no alarm clock life. What does that mean? I don't set alarms. I wake up when my body wakes up. You know, there's science behind that too. Go look it up. But I wake up when my body wakes up. So if I got to get up earlier, I'm going to go to sleep earlier. Hopefully, you know, I wake up on time, which I always do. But I wake up when my body wakes up. You know, maybe it's 5 a.m., maybe it's 4 a.m., maybe it's 8 a.m. And I don't feel guilty if I wake up at 8 a.m., which is very rare because my kids are up. But I don't feel guilty if I wake up at 8 a.m. My body needed it. Now I'm not pressing snooze and rolling over and just laying in the bed, scrolling the phone and going back to sleep. That's a whole nother thing, right? Don't be taking this podcast episode as a reason just to lay in the bed and scroll all day and say, Trent said. But listen, if your mind needed that, if you really needed that, then do it. You know, give yourself a day of doing nothing if you really need that. Now, the more days you stack of doing nothing, then you understand what you're going to get from life, right? Let's use some common sense. But if you want to have a day of doing nothing because you've been doing everything for the last month, for the last year, and you've been going hard, and you want to have one day of just random nothing, it's okay. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt your success. It's not going to, you know, kill your momentum. It's not. You know what I mean? You're giving your brain, your mind, your body a time to reset, recharge, and replenish. You know, how can we replenish our body, our mind, when we are always going? So after listening to this podcast episode, I am giving you permission, as I'm giving myself permission, to recharge, reset, replenish. One of my prayers every single day is, God, renew my mind, replenish my life, and reset my soul. That is my prayer every single day, every single morning. And I try my best to give myself permission and give myself the grace to not feel guilty for doing what's best for me in that moment, in that day. So my friend, how would your life look like if you stop comparing your life and you start listening to your body? How would your life look like if you stop feeling guilty for doing what's right for you in a way of giving your life what it needs? I understand maybe you can't take days off because you're working all the time. But what if one weekend, instead of doing what everybody else is doing, you say, you know what? I'm going to use this weekend to reset. I'm going to listen to my soul. When your soul is speaking, are you listening? A lot of us get sick because when our soul is speaking, we don't listen. When our body is talking, we don't listen. Our body sounds alarms. Our mind sounds alarms, and we don't listen. And we wonder why we go into this place of depression, stress, and sickness. And so as I'm talking to you today, I'm talking to me, because I'm in a whirlwind of work right now. But today I made a decision to say, we chilling today. You know, I mean, we're going to handle what we need to handle, the little things, you know, to make sure the everyday stuff is taken care of. But we chilling today. I didn't record a video on social media. You know, I didn't do certain things. I mean, I recorded this podcast, but it's because my heart was speaking. I felt like the energy was right to actually speak to your soul with this. But it was just on my mind that somebody needed this episode, man. I don't know if it's you. I don't know if it's somebody that you know. But I just want you to give yourself permission to rest, to reset, and to reconnect. You know, if you're always going, it's hard to reconnect to what matters. You know, it's hard to reconnect to your mission. It's hard to reconnect to your energy. You know, it's hard to reconnect to even your vision of why you started. So I use days like literally that I put in place that are reset days, that are reconnect days, that are replenish days. And there was a time where I felt like, man, somebody's getting ahead. Man, that person's not taking days off. Man, that person's grinding. Man, that person are those people. And I used to kind of have that. I couldn't really rest because my mind wouldn't be at ease because I was thinking that. And I had to tell myself, shut up. That's their journey. That's them. Whether that's real or not, that's them. Don't you dare let someone control your pace, because your pace is in place for you to run your race. That's a bar. Your pace is in place for you to run your best race. So what does that look like? What does that look like for you? In every season that changes for me, you know, like I said, I'm in a heavy season right now. So my pace looks a little different. You know, it's not as many replenished days, but I take it, you know, at least take one. Sometimes my replenished days is a few a week when I'm in a certain season of my life. But your pace is supposed to be set in place to help you run your best race. Don't fall into this social media trap that everybody is working like they're robots, you know, that are the grind culture, the hustle culture, and I gotta go get it now, and you can't take days off, and you can't sleep, and man, see where those people are at a few years from now if they really doing that. They gonna look like they 90 years old when they 30. They gonna look like stress, smell like stress. They gonna look like burnout. And that's not a way to live life. I understand we got our seasons of grind. We got our seasons of hustle. We got our seasons of go get it. I get it. But also, we got to have our seasons of rest. Because that's one of the most important elements in your journey of success. But like I tell you, at the end of every single video, podcast episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. If you can, make sure you tag me on socials with this. Just say, Pace. So I know you listen to this podcast episode. Just say, Pace. Please share this if it's on your heart to. I believe you should share it with your team, with people that you care about. Yeah, I thank you. I got a new little podcast photo too. Hope y'all like it, man. Thanks for supporting the podcast. We got a lot of cool things coming. We got a big announcement coming soon. A lot of things. But I'm about to get this rest so I can reconnect to my best self. I love you. Let's get it.
My peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look, through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life, ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word of my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature, taking walks on my own, talk to God. And yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong, stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within, try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in the storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, There's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bay Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bay Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.